With the help of a Peace Corps volunteer, Maxwell Don Logo came to the United States from Ghana to study at Eastern Oregon University. Now he has chosen a major that will allow him to be of help to others.
I came to EOU because of a help that my friend gave me. He was a Peace Corps volunteer, and he came teaching in one of the senior high schools where I was a student. So we got to know each other there. He returned to America, and he decided to help me to come. And it's through Eastern Oregon University that I got into the United States. And I'm studying nursing. And I realized that it was nursing that would probably be the only better course that I can use to help myself and others. I see that I have had an opportunity to get into the U.S. to study. And I just don't want to study anything that will probably make me look at just myself and not others. So with these feelings in mind and knowing that many people will probably be needing my help, and then seeing that many of the health workers in my country are kind of running away, and so the number keeps reducing, I felt like I have to work in the health sector. And that's why I decided to go into nursing.
This is Maxwell's second year, and although he went to a teacher's college back home before coming here, he says the university itself is an ideal place for him.
The university is pretty good. I very much like the weather, or maybe just the environment. The environment is so conducive for studying. In spring and summer, it's all green everywhere. There are trees. You can sit anywhere and study. And the library is okay compared to other schools that I've probably been to. We have books and then other nice places to sit and study. The professors are all very nice towards the students there. Well, I can't speak for every student, but for myself, as I've been here, I've not had any problem with any professor, and they're all very supportive. Anytime I'm in need, they support me all right, and they kind of try to encourage me in my studies and all that I am doing to help me go through my course. So that's really something good that I think I really need to help me be able to study the nursing that I am doing.
So what keeps him busy when he is not studying?
I work in the IT department, helping in fixing people's computers and changing their backup batteries. I do a lot of job things about computers. So that is mostly the main thing I do. But then I do involve myself in other activities. I just very recently, we did International Students Dinner and Show, which involves a lot of activities, and I usually participate in that each year. I do like to play soccer too a lot. We had a men soccer club, so I also involve myself in that. That's mostly the main things that I do, working and then playing soccer with the team.
Maxwell has a few more years till graduation. Until then, he plans to continue pursuing his nursing degree so he will one day be able to go home and work with other healthcare professionals in his country.
Hopefully, I'm be graduating in 2011, and I applied to get into a nursing program this year. So if I am picked, then I'll go on to the second year with the course, and by 2011, I should graduate. And after graduation, I see myself working at home, because I really have that kind of passion and intention of going home to help the people back home, especially the people from my side of Ghana, where I know the conditions, they are not really very good for us over there. We lack a lot of health workers, qualified health workers and all that. So I really want to go back home and then work over there. So that's what I'm thinking of doing after graduating.
For more stories about students studying in the United States, visit our website at voanews.com/AGCF. And remember, tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.